Eastern Equatoria State Minister for Local Government and Law Enforcement Peter Lokeng says the 8 workers were returning to Equator Town from field work when they fell into an ambush and were shot and killed. Lokeng condemned the attack and called it unfortunate. He says a known gunman killed the 8 workers.
They were going for their field work to the other side of Lotom Amis, Kenya. And of course, on their way back to Ikotos, at 6 p.m., they fell in ambush, whereby the 2 workers were killed.
Beda Anthony, an elder and acting secretary of the Lango community in Ikoto County, says the gunmen shot at 3 vehicles while returning from Lofus village. He urged authorities to track down the killers.
I have to call upon the government, you know, to take a full, you know, force of law. The government should make investigation of what is place actually there. And if the petition should go to book, and we just call intervention of the government at all levels, from the county, state, and national level, because the situation is very dire.
Anthony says the latest killings highlight the magnitude of insecurity in Equator County, which he calls a humanitarian crisis. He says the situation requires urgent intervention from all levels of government. Cattle raids, revenge attacks, counter-attacks, and deteriorating relations between government forces and young people continue in the county, according to Anthony. He says over the past month, several families have left Equator County to neighboring villages such as Imatong, Toritown, and Seretenya along the border with Uganda for safety. Anthony claims at least 8 people have been killed in the county this month alone. He also says last month 2 people were killed along Equator Seretenya Road, and in June at least 8 people were killed in different parts of the county. Those claims could not be independently verified by VOA. He says the state of insecurity in several villages of Equator County has forced people to leave the area.
That is radicalization, and above all, that is hunger, because there is interruption. People want to cultivate, but now this is security. First, for cultivation garden, somebody comes around and gets you and hits you. So people are in a sense of fear.
Minister Lokeng says he has not heard reports of people leaving villages in Equator County due to insecurity. Lokeng says the attackers have not been identified, but security agents are investigating the incident.
As a government of Eastern Equatoria State, we are not happy, and I have to apologize and recall my people of humanitarian workers that we as a government of Eastern Equatoria will work hard in order to find out the perpetrators and brought to be booked. They have to be brought in the book.
The United Nations Office for the Coordinator of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan could neither confirm nor deny the killings when contacted by VOA. Insecurity has continued to hinder 8 operations across parts of South Sudan, including Eastern Equatoria State, for years. In May last year, a female 8 worker with Code 8 was shot while on duty between Chikudum and Camp 15 in Budi County. She later died from her injuries. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.